Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid wal Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Fa'ammal yatima fala taqhar, wa ammas sa'ila fala tanhar. Wa qala ta'ala fi maqamin akhar, kalla bal la tukrimuna al-yatim. صدق الله العظيم. وعن ابي هريره رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: خير بيت في المسلمين بيت فيه يتيم يحسن اليه، وشر بيت في المسلمين بيت فيه يتيم يساء اليه، او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. Respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salutations be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has once again blessed us with this beautiful and auspicious day of Jumu'ah. We remind ourselves of the words of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ شَمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. The best day in which the sun can rise is the wonderful day of Jumu'ah. And this is a day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with every week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill within our hearts the respect and honor of this blessed day of Jumu'ah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to send abundant durood on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a daily basis, but more so on this blessed and auspicious day of Jumu'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our sustainer, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of every condition that comes upon man. Sometimes there are conditions of happiness, there are conditions of sadness. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does as He wishes and when He wishes, and none can ever question the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and wonderful planning is such that every condition that comes upon insan, he can never ever be at a loss. In specific, we're speaking about believers and those people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Irrespective of the condition, be it good, be it bad, be it easy or be it difficulty, there's always goodness that a Muslim can find in every condition that comes upon him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there's conditions of prosperity, if there's conditions of ease, and if there's conditions of happiness, then a person is thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that there was something good that we did, or there's something that's attributed to us, that's why good conditions are coming upon us, or that's why goodness is coming our way and happiness is coming our way. It is only because it is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person who enjoys prosperity, goodness, ease and happiness, then he is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through his gratefulness and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will earn Allah's pleasure and subsequently the Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared. On the other side of this, if a person is in difficulty, sadness, hardship, difficulty, calamity, problem after problem is coming upon him, and his iman is firm on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he believes that this test is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this man bears patience for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He earns Allah's pleasure and ultimately and subsequently the Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautions us from having a different type of mindset, where if we read in Surah Al-Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَنْ. Man is such that when good comes upon him, his Lord gives him bounties, ni'mats, blessings, happiness, prosperity, ease. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَنِ. He says, what a wonderful Lord I have. My Lord has honored me. How much of blessings Allah has given me. And then Allah says, وَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ. Then when test comes upon him, hardship comes upon him, that ease is now taken away. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانَنِ. Then he says, that same Lord now has disgraced me. Allah is angry with me. Something is not right. what I did wrong for this to come to me. As a believer, when we really study the amount of reward, the amount of blessings and mercy that is upon a person when hardship and difficulty comes upon him, as opposed to Allah's mercy when prosperity is upon him, then sometimes a person, instead of saying what wrong I did, when he really looks at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the magnitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward, he should actually be saying, what good did I do for this difficulty to come upon me? There's a hadith that is narrated in Mishkatul Masabih where Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يَوَدُّ أَهْلُ الْعَافِيَةِ. Those people who had ease and comfort in the life, no, in this worldly life, no difficulty, no hardship, no problems. When they see the reward that people of bala, of difficulty, calamity, hardship, sickness, whatever it may be, only hardships and difficulties came upon them. When they see the amount of reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the people of difficulty, when the people of ease see the amount of reward that Allah gives the people of difficulty on the day of Qiyamah, they will wish that they could be returned to the world, and they would wish that they could experience such difficulty and hardship that their skin be peeled off their bodies and scraped off their bodies. That's the level of difficulty that they will wish for when they see how much of reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the people of bala, of difficulty on the day of Qiyamah. Whereas we're not saying that we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for difficulty. No, that's definitely not the message that we're trying to pass on. But what we're saying is, if difficulty comes upon you, there's a very bright side to that hardship and that difficulty. And if there's prosperity and ease upon you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is upon you. Show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and value Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy that's upon you. And our topic of discussion today is something which is discussed very greatly in our deen. And even in the world, this segment of people, there's a lot of compassion and mercy that's shown upon them. And today, inshallah, we're going to be speaking on the value of an orphan. That individual who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision is that one or both of his parents are taken away from him in his infancy and in his childhood. That is considered as an orphan. And ideally, when we look at it from a Quran and Hadith point of view, then that individual who primarily loses his father in his youth or when he's a child and an infant, and he grows up without the shelter of a father, while at the same time we also sympathize with that youth who has lost his mother, he's also considered as an orphan. But primarily, first and foremost, is that individual who has lost his father, because our fathers play an extremely important role in our life. And at the same time, our mothers are extremely important to us, and is the greatest form of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy that is upon us. First and foremost, to start off this topic, let's ask ourselves how our homes are viewed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the benchmark of a good home in the life of a Muslim? Now, in general, if you have to ask a man what's the benchmark of a good home, he'll tell you that home must have all the amenities and luxuries of this world. Probably must have a pool, he needs to have an en suite, you need to have a 5-star kitchen, you need to have a lovely bed to sleep in. Our perception of a good home is something. But what is the perception of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What does Allah consider as a good home? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ بَيْتٍ فِي الْمُسْلِمِينَ. The finest and the best homes amongst the Muslims, بَيْتٌ فِيهِ يَتِيمٌ يُحْسِنُ إِلَيْهِ, is that home in which an orphan is kept, and that home in which an orphan is treated in the best possible manner. That is the best home in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَشَرُّ بَيْتٍ فِي الْمُسْلِمِينَ. The worst of homes amongst the believers and amongst the Muslims is بَيْتٌ فِيهِ يَتِيمٌ يُسَاءُ إِلَيْهِ. The home in which an orphan is treated harshly, the home in which an orphan is treated badly. But what is the best of homes? That home in which an orphan is welcome. That home in which an orphan is fed. That home in which an orphan is treated in the best possible manner. That is the best home in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And time again you find these sort of hadith coming across from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where our homes are mentioned and our homes being open to mankind is mentioned. Our homes being frequented by people. We feeding people in our homes is a great ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But really, it's very sad to note that as time is going and as people are progressing and as wealth is increasing and as the size of our homes are increasing, unfortunately, the size of our hearts are decreasing. A few years ago or in the past, we noticed that the homes were smaller, but people's hearts were huge. People were very generous. There was a lot of space in the heart. So small homes fed many people. Small homes fed all the neighbors. Small homes fed many friends. Today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with prosperity and now we have huge homes, but our hearts are becoming constrained. In the past there was no need for halls and so many restaurants and these sort of things. Yet people had big families. So many people ate in one small home. Today even the small family is not eating in that huge home. In the past the kitchen was not as well equipped as it is in today's times. But that simple kitchen, how many people ate from that kitchen? Today, mashallah, when a person is building a home, the kitchen, the woman spends the most amount of time planning her kitchen. You know, it's fit for a chef. It's fit to cater for hundreds of people. But even that own that family that's living in that house hardly benefits from that kitchen. We're going out and we're eating. But this is something that we really need to go back and look at in our life. How open our homes are our homes to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many people are we feeding in our homes? Is my home considered as a good home in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is my home open to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many people do I feed in my home? Look in the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and you'll find how particular they were in this aspect of feeding people for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of entertaining people for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their homes. But here Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the best of all homes is that home in which an orphan is treated. Furthermore, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks with regards to an orphan and he says, "Man dhamma yateeman." That person who takes charge of an orphan, who looks after an orphan, فَكَانَ فِي نَفَقَتِهِ, and he spends on this orphan child. And he's there to give a shoulder of support to this child who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away his parents. Then that person, كَانَ لَهُ حِجَابٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, he will have a barrier from the fire of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. Another hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for that man who looks after and takes care of an orphan, for him will be نُورٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, he will have light on the day of Qiyamah. You know how important light is for us on the day of Qiyamah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. On the day of Qiyamah, you will see the believers, male and female, moving towards Jannah with all the nur of the a'mal in front of them on the day of Qiyamah. رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا. They will be saying, oh Allah, complete our light, perfect our light on our road to Jannah. And forgive us, oh Allah. The munafiqeen will look at the believers and they will say, اِقْتَبِسْ مِن نُورِكُمْ. Give us some light. We can't see where we're going. We're slipping. We're falling into Jahannam. Oh, believers, give us some light. So all our a'mal will inshallah be a form of light on the day of Qiyamah. That man who takes charge of an orphan child, that man who spends on an orphan child, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he will have perfect light on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the light for him on the day of Qiyamah. That Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also stated, and this can be found in Tafsir al-Qurtubi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly tells Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after counting the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him, Allah says, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did we not find you as an orphan and we sheltered you every step of the way? Being born without a father, at the tender age of 6 losing his mother, Allah says, we found you as an orphan and we sheltered you every step of the way in your life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in gratitude for that favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. Never be harsh to an orphan, never ill-treat an orphan. Advising Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but actually advising every one of us. Never be harsh to an orphan, never be hard upon an orphan. And Tafsir al-Qurtubi mentions a hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا بَكَى الْيَتِيمُ, when a orphan child is brought to tears and when he cries, اِهْتَزَّ بِهِ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَانِ, because of the cry of that orphan, the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shakes because that child is crying.